Funding from Horizon Europe's £80 billion fund is now available to UK innovators and businesses, including SMEs, from engineering to the creative industries. So if you have an idea that you want to make reality, search Horizon Europe Innovate UK and apply for the funding you need for your R&D project. For terms and conditions and to see how you or your business can qualify, visit iuk.ktn-uk.org.
This is a Global Player original podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 thing podcast. If I'm sounding a little bit like not as confident as normal, I'm still as confident, don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm just not as confident in the brand new studio. That's our old studio, which has had a bit of a revamp. Mm. It's like a sort of classic car. And you know, you've had certain things redone, replaced, sure. Yeah. And it just needs running in.
Just needs bedding
yeah,
down,
before you
it?
Can yeah, give yeah. it what we call the flat knacker. anyway, I'm here, Gav's here, Harry's here, Little Si's here. Little Si, last podcast for a bit.
Yeah.
How do you feel going into that?
Emotional. A little bit sad.
Element of relief?
Perhaps.
Yeah. What about how are you feeling? No, seriously, enough about me, Gavin, Harry. Yes, yes, we're bound to be feeling that, but okay. Gratuitous humour. This week, I found out the salesman at Loaf is the perfect height to measure a bed with, as indeed am I. You help us name a brand new Radio X function band. Thank you for that. And the Woodman has a stallion down under, trying to make a ringer out of the winner's circle. That is his heroic little slot. I'm looking forward to that immensely. Enjoy.
Radio X.
I'm Johnny Vaughan. It is Monday, March the 18th. We're in our all-new studio.
We are.
Which actually, at the moment, in my headphones, it sounds like I'm talking a very old telephone. It actually sounds, you know, like cartoons when you get that.
Yeah, it
does. It's exactly what it sounds like. Gav, how was your weekend?
It was awesome. My son gets obsessed with things he sees on TV. So if he sees like one of those Studio Ghibli movies,
yes,
he wants Japanese food.
Okay,
so
good.
He got Japanese food. Then he saw some Spanish food. I spent all Sunday making tortilla and paella.
Did you?
He loved it though.
That's what I was eating all weekend.
Oh, was it good? Was it good?
I went to Valencia. I went to the Fias Festival, which is where they set fire to things.
Oh yeah.
And actually, it happens from years ago. I don't know who they were, but they used to make these things that look like people.
Right.
And so they started to then have a festival every year where whoever these old... someone told me about it, but I was drinking.
A series of Guy Fawkes-type characters that get set fire to.
No, it didn't start off like that.
Right,
it started off, they were used for something quite different. But they look quite like people. So they made them look like people. They put them all around the city.
Yeah.
Then they judge for who's built the best fias.
Right.
And then they set fire to them.
Ah.
Okay.
And then every day at 2 o'clock, there's loads of fireworks and loads of people drinking.
Right. And the answer seems to be whatever is going to happen at the end, it's going to involve fire.
It just involves fire, right. Yeah.
It does sound like what happens in a lot of rural villages around Guy Fawkes.
Definitely.
Yes.
Just an excuse for fire.
Yeah, just set fire to... Not that!
Yeah.
And they... But I was staying in this hotel. I'm not a whinger, yeah? I was staying in this hotel.
Mm.
And everything. You know those hotels you occasionally go to where everything's just a problem?
What, everything?
Everything.
Like faulty towers, levels. Really?
Everything.
Well, people tutting if you ask for where the where the front door is.
No, it's just a guy at the front door. It's just a guy at the front desk, yeah? And he's gone, the guy at the front desk.
Mm.
I arrived there. We arrived there because we got really early flights. We're arriving like, you know, when you arrive like 9 a.m, you're thinking, oh, God, what are we going to do? So I was like, what time? Can we have a bit of an early check-in? He goes, sorry, if he's not by female.
Uh-huh.
I go, all right. Uh-huh. So what time's check-in? He goes, 4.
Mm. I'm like, 4? In the afternoon?
I'm like, check-out is 11.
Yeah.
And it's not that big.
What do they need the 5 hours for?
I'm like, this isn't, when we book a day here, that's not a whole day. That's 19 hours.
Yeah, right.
There's not even a whole day.
Four.
Yeah, he goes, I go, all right, okay. So can we go to the rooftop pool? Because the hotel in the brochure, in the online brochure, they said they had a pool.
Yeah, you thought you'd kill some time up there?
I thought it was going to be a merry old time on the roof of the rooftop. Well, he just goes, he's not bothering me, the pool is closed.
Why?
I go, what? He goes, the pool's closed.
Why?
Because we wait until it gets a bit, it's hot.
Oh, because it's still winter, right?
No, you can't use the pool.
It's
not by people. I go, all right. Is the bar open? He goes, no. I'm thinking, it's a phallus. This place is rammed.
There's no bar.
What are you waiting? No. No. He goes, it's not. I say, is the bar shut as well?
Yeah.
He goes, yeah.
Was there anything you were allowed to do? Were you allowed to maybe go and help them out in the laundry?
No, he got... Gav, this guy, I'm not kidding. In no irony, straight face, he's not biting. We said to him a little bit later, excuse for the accent, incidentally, yeah. But a little bit later, I'd forgotten my phone charger. I thought, I've got to call home.
Yeah.
So I call the front desk. I say, do you have Apple charger? Can I borrow an Apple charger? He goes, no, he's not in Puffy, but we have only Android.
I'm like, you are kidding.
Okay. I go, well, how do I call another room?
Yeah.
He goes, no, it's not possible. I call the room for you.
Okay. Why?
But you can't. I say, what, just there's no room to room.
What, like go, a relay
No,
service.
But they did that in the 20s. In the 20s, right. You could just press 204. It's normally the thing you do accidentally, right?
Yeah.
When you're trying to call out, someone goes, oh.
Room 27, please.
Yeah, right. Can't do it. Well, I said, can we have a late checkout? It's a bit hangover.
Yeah.
11 o'clock in the morning, a bit early. He goes, no, sorry.
He's not possible.
It's not possible.
Mm-hmm.
I go, can we pre-book a taxi to take the airport? He goes,
He goes, why? What? Hold on. Come
he
on.
He did
now.
That exact face.
Hotels, they get cabs for you.
He's not possible.
Right.
Because of the closures of streets.
Okay. Oh, because they can't come into the centre.
We walked outside and hailed one. I mean, it took us a bit of time.
Sure. Sure.
It was insane. I said to the guy, as a bit of a tip,
yeah.
I said, how about next time you just tell us, write down everything that's possible.
Yeah, save us all an
Sounds
hour.
Like it wouldn't
write
take
down,
long.
Write yeah. down, yeah.
So, the list of things that are possible.
It might not even be a list, son.
The yeah. list of think, the item no, that's really possible. Yeah.
Shortest breakfast window of any hotel is closing now. What, 9:30 you finish breakfast? It becomes very busy.
Yeah.
Well, it's very busy.
Sunday.
Unbelievable.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
John, I had one of the funniest moments I've had with the power for so long. You know, sometimes someone just mishears you.
Right.
And and it just... And it really does start off a... You know, they've gone off in a completely different direction.
Well,
really
almost have. Two Ronnie's levels of misunderstanding.
Yes. Well, over the weekend, as I say, I went to Valencia, the Fayas, which I think... If you're looking, and I say this because I don't really want lots of people to go, because
right.
It's pretty busy already.
Mad busy.
Yeah.
I think if you're looking for a European city break, I think it's the best.
Oh, really?
I think it's the best weekend celebration of the year.
Wow.
If you're going off for like Friday or Saturday and Sunday or Friday and Saturday, like two nights. EasyJet gets there. Flights are no problems. You've got the nice late night flight on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So you can just squeeze, you go early Saturday morning, you can just squeeze in a one-nighter.
Nice.
I mean, I can't get Fridays off.
No.
Obviously, because I'm working here.
Sure.
So I can't quite get a flight to Spain on Friday night.
No.
If I could get away a bit earlier, I'd probably get the Friday in as well.
Sure. That's like understandable.
But you can fly with EasyJet, and flights start for as little as 79. No, but it's a really good late flight you get. It means you get a full day in there. But as I say, they have these amazing sort of wooden statue they've built. If you follow my Instagram feed over the weekend, you saw I photographed some of them. They've got bands everywhere from every local village parading through. They're all in these amazing costumes, and there are thousands of them. They re-diverted the river because it was flooding the city. They did that a few years ago. So now the river goes outside the city. But where the river was...
Sure.
It's kind of amazing to have this sort of... Just a long river-shaped strip of greenery that's really fertile land through there.
Wow.
But they just go over what's the very old bridge that goes towards the towers and the gates that were the entrance to the town. These enormous towers. And they parade there in all these... all the local bands, all their traditional costumes. Anyway, I'm sitting there watching the parade with my mate Wrench, and there's a tram that goes past.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
And it's really weird because we were talking about Gaudi in Barcelona and talking about his architecture.
Yeah.
So I said, do you know what's really weird?
Yeah.
You know how he died, don't you?
Gaudi, this is
Gaudi. Yeah. And my mate Wrench is going, how? Because he's an architect. He goes, I go, he's run over. He's run over by a tram.
Right.
And he looked at me stunned.
He said, 76 years old.
He goes, what? I go, yeah. He was looking around, just looking like, this is the most amazing thing he's ever heard. I was going, yeah.
He's never heard such incredible information before. Yeah.
I'm going to make it up, am I?
Yeah.
No.
And he goes,
wow. Really?
And we're sort of sitting there, and I'm thinking, what? And then I ordered another drink, and he's gone into complete silence about this. And And then he just looks at me and goes, I didn't know tramps drove. From what? What the hell are you talking about? He said, well, tramps can't drive.
What sort of car do they have?
He said, tramps don't drive. I go, no.
Oh, dear.
A tram. And he goes, what do you think a tram's going to... What did you think of? He said, well, I thought you meant with, like, a shopping trolley or something. Well, look, if Gowdy was killed by a tramp with a shopping trolley, what, back in the 19-whatever?
It'd be such a famous...
1920s. You heard about it. Yeah, right. It's now time to thank our partner for this episode, NHS Talking Therapies. For anyone struggling to cope with feelings of depression, excessive worry, social anxiety, post-traumatic stress or obsessions and compulsions, seeking help through NHS Talking Therapies can be one of the best steps a person can take to overcome their mental health issues and get back on track. NHS Talking Therapies, delivered by trained clinicians, are a free, effective and confidential way to treat common mental health issues. They can be offered in several ways, including online, on the phone or in person. Your GP can refer you for NHS Talking Therapies, or you can refer yourself online, nhs.uk/talk. Thanks again to NHS Talking Therapies for supporting this podcast.
Johnny Vaughan's 4-7 Thang.
Radio X.
One of my New Year's resolutions, which I've really stuck to, is don't cancel.
Right.
Just don't cancel.
Just do things you say you're going
to
do.
To do things even when you don't want to do them. And a lot of the time, they'll cancel.
Yeah, right.
Get involved in cancel chicken.
Yeah, just let it happen,
So many times I've stuck to my guns. Mm. I think, brilliant.
And when you do go, you end up enjoying it.
No, but also it's just... otherwise, you only face the same thing a few weeks down the line. The trouble is you do get a bit older. It's really nice to say to people, let's have a drink or lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
Let's go for a drink.
Yeah.
And that's it. You'd like to have a drink with them.
Yeah, of course.
But, it's like saying, I still like you.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Life gets complicated and recovery from drinking is longer.
Sure.
And more protracted.
It needs more planning, yeah.
Anyway, happy Friday, one and all. Gav, we've had a great text in.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Hi, Johnny. I'm meeting some guys tonight to start up a function band.
Yeah.
Do not cancel, yeah?
No. Wow.
Meet up with them.
Do it.
They're starting a function band, yeah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I bet one of the band will withdraw from that. Someone won't turn up. Mm. Normally the bassist. Because of family things. Because I can't. The keyboardist will show up, though.
Yeah.
Drummers, they never left.
No.
They're still there.
They're still there, yeah.
Yeah. They're there anyway.
Sure. Drumming on the table with their fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Singers sharp late.
Sure.
Really late. And sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Our repertoire will mostly... Sorry. I'm meeting some guys tonight to start up a function band. Our repertoire will mostly comprise of Radio X songs. I was thinking, can you give me an idea for a suitable function band name? Get this. The punnier, the better.
Oh.
Cheers, Nathan.
Ooh.
Nathan, don't let me unleash the Thang Gang on you, because this is the sort of thing our listeners ready, willing, and able to... Will they?
They can't
Sorry,
wait.
If you've just given them a whole Friday night drinking. Christ alive, man. Talk about a feed from God. Manna from heaven.
This really is, isn't it?
A feed from Nathan. 83936. 83936. What should Nathan's function band be called?
Mm.
I mean, do you know what? I'm going to really work on this right now. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I need to think of something, yeah.
There's some really good tribute band names like Noasis.
Yeah.
And the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yes. Yeah.
But you want something that's going to encapsulate the whole
genre.
Last time we did this was for golf bands. Do you remember?
Yes.
Yes.
The Four Tops.
Yes.
And we had and just dreadful ones. Well, it's actually Green Day. We had some beauties, but this, this.
So
the Stone Roses. No, I'm just thinking of really...
Yeah, we need to have a think.
Have a think about this. 8-3. Is there... What? There's Noasis.
Noasis.
Noasis. Yeah. I went to see a really good tribute band. Who are the best tribute bands you've ever seen?
A Doors one. I can't... what they were called.
I went to see T-Rex to see.
I've seen them. They're brilliant.
And you both amazing. Went to
really
see them.
Really good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You both went to see Mexrissi.
Mexrissi, but T-Rex to see are really, really good. Because he nails it.
Yeah.
He really nails it. So this is something that, as he says, it has to encompass all Radio X. Mm. All our Radio X Best of British or...
We've had a first pitch from Andrew.
What?
He gives us the X Addicts.
That's fantastic.
Very good.
That's fantastic.
Very strong.
Gareth just says Pints Are Us.
Nice.
Pints Are Us.
That doesn't say anything.
That's not a
Come
band.
Come on, Gareth. Back to the drawing board. Get back there.
Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We've been looking at names for a Radio X-based function band. Some great suggestions have come in. We've got my mate's band is called the Tofu Fighters.
Oh, that's good. But they can't use that.
That's really good.
It's already being used.
No, but that's meant I've crossed out all of mine.
Oh.
Vinny's had a great suggestion. Up the Function.
That's very nice. Brilliant.
Oh! Yeah, very nice.
Very good, Vin. It's a proper function band. You're almost forcing them to wear tuxedos in that with like ironic frilly fronts. There was a heavy metal ABBA covers band that was called Mutabalism.
Amazing.
Which is, look, I've never seen since looks so impressive, but it's
like,
genius.
Yeah, that's going to work.
It's genius, isn't
that's
it?
That's going to work.
Dred Zeppelin were fantastic.
They were great.
Do you remember them? They did Elvis covers in the style of Led Zeppelin with a reggae beat.
And he's the singer's name was Tortelvis.
Yes. But he was amazing.
He was like, really good.
Hey, mama, son, where you move?
And it was like dub reggae.
It was dub reggae. Dred Zeppelin. David in Bolton, he wants the Arctic Numpties, which
nice.
Is which
That's
is
good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And we've had a Dogfish and the Bottle Tops. 83936, we are planning a spectacular in the next hour. 83936, what would be the name of your... Think about it. You and your mates, you're getting a Radio X sort of playlist-based function band together like Nathan is tonight. Mm. Thank you so much for teeing. Are you sure it's not you, Nathan, Vinny, who's pretending
to be Nathan? Are you Nathan, Vinny?
Just to tee us up.
He's denying it.
Just to give us the greatest all-time... Text feed.
No comment.
Jack says joy multiplication, which
nice.
I really like.
That's a great one.
Or joy subtraction.
Yeah.
But joy multiplication is great. That's really good.
Yeah.
What are you seeing there, Dr. S?
I love this from Steve in Manchester. Hi, gang. I'm kind of feeling it for the Feastie Boys.
The Feastie Boys is a beauty.
Nice.
Absolute beauty.
Really good.
There is already, incidentally, what we've also had with these texts, Nathan. Loads of people sending us existing tribute bands.
Mm. Yes.
Which always makes me laugh. There is a band we should check out called Noel Gallagher's High Flying Carpets.
Ah.
Brilliant.
That's fantastic.
The guy sounds more like Noel than Noel does. Great. That's the funny thing about tribute bands.
They
sometimes.
Can be really
they
good.
They
yeah,
can
yeah.
just sound much more like yourself. And this is it.
Yeah.
You know, I once saw a Jimmy Page tribute doing a Led Zeppelin thing at a pub, and it was just miles better
really
than when
good.
I actually... When, sorry, not Jimmy Page, Robert Plant.
Yeah.
Miles better than when I actually saw Led Zepp.
Yeah. Sure.
What?
Nothing. Yeah.
What? I've seen...
Nothing.
Yeah. What? I've seen... Sorry,
you've never mentioned
anyway.
That
sorry,
before.
Sorry, have you not seen Led Zepp, guys?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. What have you seen there, Gav? There is one beauty which you're going to do. Go on.
Kev in Stockbridge, he gives us Buffet Clyro.
Yes!
Buffet Clyro. It's unbelievable.
It's so strong.
It's unbelievable.
That's really good.
Someone else suggesting Fang Gang of Youths.
Hey.
Not bad,
or
yeah.
4 till 7 Nation Army.
Nice.
The Sunters of Swing.
Lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Queens of the Stonehenge.
That's fantastic.
Or Fleetwood Mac and Cheese.
Nice.
Fleetwood Mac and Cheese is, do you know what, that's such a, because it's cheesy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
I still think if you were in Fleetwood and you had a really good mod band, I think the Fleetwood Mac, the Fleetwood Macs is so good, isn't it?
It's great.
It's really, really
good. It sounds
good.
So mod.
Marky Mark and the Function Bunch.
That's really good.
Really good. Marky
That's
obviously
really
spelled
good.
Like the tent.
Yeah, yeah.
The Cathartic Monkeys.
Lovely.
Very good.
Oh, it's genius.
That next one is just...
Go on, Gav.
Oh, Stuart from Stirling. Panic at the Bingo.
Yes.
So good. How about this? We'd love a function band called the Sausage Rolling Stones.
Oh, man.
And now, are you ready for this? Yeah, this is, for me, Simon Warrington slightly nailed it. This isn't my ego talking, because he has done the Sunter Temple Pilots, yeah? But he's also come up with, and this, you've got to call yourself this, yeah? John Vaughan Jovi.
Yeah.
Start a career where you are the difference.
I'm Danny, and I'm an early years professional and a disability advocate. I've been in the job for the past 9 years and absolutely love it. I get to make a difference and show that people with a disability can do physical jobs. I want to show that this is a rewarding career for men too.
Be part of a team where what you do really matters. Check out jobs in nurseries and preschools near you. Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Tuesdays, we've got a bit. It's a sort of an on and off tradition, but it's becoming, I don't know, it's becoming a bit of a firm favourite. Sunter's shaking her head.
No, I was say, nodding.
You, but with your eyes, you said no.
Nodding.
What you like is the Pet Town quiz tomorrow, which is competitive.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I like this as a warm-up. It's like a nice...
It's like a run
friendly.
Out, isn't it? Yeah, it's like a little run out.
Do you see the way she said the word friendly, though? Like she doesn't know
friendly.
That
least friendly way to
Yeah, no,
say
I really like friendly. This, John. It's so nice to have a friendly. Yeah, a friendly.
Yeah.
No, let's have some friendly fun.
It's like when a Scotsman says, pal.
Yeah.
He's not calling you his
have
friend.
You got, before it, he says, have you got a problem, pal?
That's right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. If you're a relentless adventure junkie, are you relentless adventure junkies? Would you?
No.
Not really.
You're quite adventurous, though, since you travel a bit. So Woodman doesn't like to travel that much.
I love to travel.
Well, we'll see him. Well.
I do like a roller coaster.
I love a roller coaster. Yeah.
Everyone loves a roller coaster.
Sure.
Everyone
I thought that's coasters. What we were doing, thrill seeking.
We could be, yes.
Yeah.
Which country should be on your radar this year? Okay. Experts evaluated factors, including the number of roller coasters, casinos, rock climbing opportunities. Sorry, climbing, not climbing. Mountain bike routes, hiking trails, off-road trails. 61 countries they looked at to compile a global index ranking the best countries to visit for thrill seekers. Let's do it.
Spin the coin. Go on.
Heads or tails, Suds?
Heads.
It is. It's heads.
Amazing.
Right, here we go.
It's been 8 years.
The higher it is, yeah, it's the more thrill.
Yep.
Okay.
The more the bigger the adrenaline score.
The bigger the adrenaline score.
Yeah.
Got it.
Try and look like you're enjoying it, Suds. Okay, here we go. We're going to start off with Italy, which gets a final adrenaline score of 8.04.
Okay.
Sunter, do you think Turkey offers more or less thrills, higher or lower in our chart than Italy?
This is not as easy as I thought it was going to be.
No.
Because I have no idea what's in either of those countries that are thrill-seeking.
Exactly!
Places to go.
The essence of...
Just think hang gliding, potholing... Bike trekking, gunfights.
Look at that face.
And
I don't know either.
And that's just down my local kebab shop. Okay, what do you reckon?
Lower.
Turkey's lower. Well done. Well, my love, you said you were struggling, but you certainly saw straight through that one to place it correctly in our chart. Turkey is lower. We're in Turkey. Do you think Argentina higher or lower? Higher or lower than Turkey?
Ooh. Higher.
It is higher. This is the strongest start you've made in quite some time. I'm just saying, for someone who claimed at the start not to understand anything about this.
No, I do understand it. I just don't know how you're supposed to... Like, there's no... It's a guessing game, basically, is what I'm saying.
Right, we're in Argentina.
Yeah.
It's time for... Okay, we're going to go to Colombia. Do you think Colombia, higher or lower? Than Argentina.
Higher?
Slower than Argentina, I'm afraid. I know, I was surprised.
Do you have any indication of what's happening in these countries?
Well, no, but I, you know.
They do. The people
right.
who did the survey.
But you haven't been given any backup information to say, oh, well, the reason that Argentina
yes,
is
like
higher
water
is it's, got,
rafting,
it's really well known for its...
Oh, no, but look, I said they've looked at the number. These are the things that have been factored in. I want you to think about since. If you'd listened at the top.
No, I know, but I wondered what
since
specific...
I don't want to squabble about this, for Christ's sake. I'm the
we can't break down every I'm result quiz...
like,
piece by
I'd
piece.
I'd like to know.
Okay, Sunter, do you think Bob Monkhouse got any of this?
Yes, but they edited it out.
No, but do you think Brucey Suddenly I realise how what an enormous amount of game show hosts I'm bringing out dead. Okay.
So it's with Gavin.
No, so you've got to take me out roller coasters, casinos, rock climbing, mountain bike routes, hiking trails, off-road trails, okay?
Yeah.
So these are some of the things.
But I'm wondering what specifically for each country. So for Colombia, is it because of their casinos? Trail biking? No,
I'm not going to list attractions for each country. That's the skill of it. Otherwise, if I say that, you'll say, well, that sounds more thrilling. I want you skill and judgment. I'm just going to name countries. I can't go into details.
Come on, let's do this.
We just simply haven't got time.
It's my turn. We're in Colombia.
Plus, I don't work for a travel agent. Right. Colombia, we're in, Gav. Okay. Do you think Spain is higher or lower in our thrill seekers list?
Higher.
It is higher. Well done, Gav. Okay, we're in Spain.
Just because of the jet skis.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. We're in Spain. Do you think Brazil has got a bigger final adrenaline score than Spain or not?
Yeah, it's higher.
No, it's not. It's lower. Spain's big thrills.
Oh, Brazil.
Okay, we're in Brazil, yeah? Mm-hmm. Suns, we're in Brazil. Do you think Germany offers bigger thrills than Brazil?
Yes, higher.
It's obviously lower.
What? How is it obvious?
Because they haven't got a lot of stuff that they've got in Brazil.
Like what? Give me some examples and then that would make sense.
They don't take silly chances like this.
Yeah, of course they don't. No, okay, if I say you got the choice, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go for some thrills? Brazil or Germany? Anyone is going to say Brazil is more thrilling. Anyone's going to say, well, it's obviously Brazil.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Right, so we're in Germany. Do you think, Gav, United States of America offers bigger thrills than Germany?
America's higher.
It is higher.
Of course it is. They've got everything there.
But that's because they've got everything in America.
Yes, right.
Yeah, they do.
Right.
Yeah.
But, and the others haven't. But it's all relative, and that's what this chart's about. Right, we're in the United States.
Go on.
But, Gav, do you think France is higher or lower than the United States?
It should be lower. I'm just going to say lower.
It's higher.
How?
See, that's bonkers.
What are they all into parkour
It does seem insane.
It really does.
They've got Vegas.
No.
They've got the Grand Canyon.
They've got rocket cars going across rivers. They've got the biggest theme parks in the world.
Well, they've got Vegas. I'd put Vegas up against France.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Considering it's also got the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, just right. Nevada.
Okay,
go on, yes.
This is it.
Go on, sons.
Just Nevada.
You're in France.
I'm in France. This is to close it out on what's been the longest round of this. And this has been long, and yet Sunta wanted me to list attractions. Okay. Do you think Mexico is higher or lower than France?
Higher.
It's lower, Gav. Yes. It's obvious. Why is it lower, though? France has got the Alps.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And America's got no mountains.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it has.
All water. Mountains, but,
Radio X. Hey guys, so I go to Loaf today.
What's Loaf?
That's a sofa shop, isn't
it? It's a sofa and bed shop, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And I'm sort of a bit loath to go there because in the adverts they've got that bloke going, and you can have a jolly nice cup of tea.
Right.
And I'm thinking, why am I be spoken to like this?
Yeah, right.
I might not want some jolly nice cake. And so,
Jeremy Vine.
Jeremy Vine would be talking there. So we got a corner line. NHS, is it any good? I don't think so.
No, go back to the Loaf guy. So, yeah, sorry. I prefer him.
Anyway, so I've gone to Loaf, which is a shop I really like. It's such great service, such good people down there. They really know their stuff.
Yeah,
really nice and simple. A good environment. I went to the one just near. Near Chelsea Bridge at Battersea.
Right.
Nice big warehouse. At that time of day, ample car parking makes a difference.
Sure.
Makes a difference. Got in there, lovely showroom, all laid out. You can really start to realise what a hole you live in. You know, makes you feel bad.
Oh. Well,
no, you just, of how great it could be.
Do they let you really test them out, the sofas? Can you really, like, flop down quite heavily?
No, I wasn't there for sofas, Gav. I've got a sofa.
Okay, go on.
I was there for beds.
Uh-huh.
So I'm talking to this guy about the bed, and I've measured my bed.
Mm.
Yeah, and the bed I'm using currently, quite a small bed, double bed, five foot six across.
Right, okay.
So standard double, not good enough.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I've measured it, yeah,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Using myself between the two bedside tables.
Yes.
Okay.
And in that gap, I exactly fit, so that's 6'6".
Just lying there with your arms out,
but that's,
or
that's
head
your
to
shoulder,
toe?
Though,
no, no, that's
it?
Head to toe.
Head to toe.
Head to toe. Okay. So that's 6'6". I'm exactly 6'6", same as Jack Reacher.
Right.
What,
right.
Barefoot or with shoes?
Barefoot.
Okay. Stockinged feet.
So it's yeah. Stocking feet and yeah. Not tensing up. I'm...
Yeah.
If I'm relaxed, I'm 6'6".
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. What happens if you're tense?
If I'm erect.
If you're standing tall.
Anyway, here's the deal.
Go
here's
on.
The deal. Is that I was talking to the... So I looked at this size bed and I'm sort of thinking, I don't know, sir. I don't know. So the salesman looks at me and goes, well, I'm 5'6".
Hmm. Yeah.
So I go, great. You're exactly the width of my existing bed.
Mm. Right.
And I go, could you lie? He goes, you want me to lie on it?
You,
I go,
you used no, because... it as a tape measure.
Yes. I say, it's perfect.
Right.
You're 5'6".
So you, do you, can you get a 6'6 bed in the gap?
Wait. So I get him. Okay, let's say I'm exaggerating slightly about the 6'6", and let's just say that when I'm relaxed right down, I can slump down, I'm down around 6 foot.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm exactly 6 foot, right?
Sure, right.
Yeah. So... Yeah, I'm about 2 inches taller than Tyson.
Sure.
He's 5'10". Uh-huh. So what happens is I get this guy to lie on the bed I'm looking at.
Yeah.
So I can now see where my existing bed is.
Compares to...
He's my yes. existing bedside.
Right.
And Vanessa was looking on in horror. And then I said, now this is 6 foot.
Yeah.
So I then get on it.
Yeah.
To show the difference.
Yeah.
The difference in bed sizes.
Right.
But it's just really useful to be able to use your... Rather than
definitely.
Tape measures and things, to be able to use...
Yeah. Absolutely.
I really was.
I like it. I really
it's
like
kind
it.
Of like when journalists use football pitches or
yes,
double-decker
right.
buses
exactly
to
right.
explain how big
yes.
something is.
Yes.
But you use an actual
right.
person.
Right.
A salesman wide
right.
was that first bet.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. X.
Here in the UK, innovation thrives and science and tech is our superpower. We're the largest tech ecosystem in Europe and third in the world to have a $1 trillion tech sector valuation. Home to more unicorns than Germany, France, and Sweden combined, there are opportunities around every corner. From AI to quantum, the UK science and tech sector is redefining the future, and it's your chance to be part of it. Discover how you can invest at gov.uk/science-tech-superpower.
Radio X. Johnny. Vaughan.
So, guys,
yeah.
I need all of you on point for this, and all of you, because... Behind the towering hedges and wrought iron gates of Atherton.
Mm.
That's not Mike.
Okay, right. He doesn't walk around with all
no,
that
no,
on
no, he
him.
Hasn't got iron gates.
Yeah, yeah.
A town in Silicon Valley, said to be America's wealthiest town.
Yeah.
There are sprawling mansions worth tens of millions.
Wow.
Of dollars.
Wow.
Yeah. Since the start of the year, the estate's home to tech billionaires, financiers and sports stars. Roughly like the crowd, funny enough, down at P45, the
sure,
gym I go to.
Sure, sure.
They've been targeted by burglars. But Atherton's fighting back. The residents are so fed up. Many of them, according to Kieran Southern, who's in Atherton, have volunteered to use their houses as bait.
Really?
In elaborate sting operations.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Atherton Police Department is putting tracking devices in items. But what... I mean, I'm not saying what would you nick, without a doubt.
Sure.
And yesterday we did talk about things you should possibly return.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Gav, what you're cycling past.
Sure. And just through the window.
In your car, and
just through an open window,
okay,
I spy.
This is the scenario,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Those houses you get very near roads.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been past one in a traffic jam, those houses, and the window is open. And I could have stolen their cat.
You could have just reached in
no, I could
from
have.
Your car.
No, I'm not kidding, yeah. No, I could have done it easily. Easily. I mean, admittedly, I'd have to go right into the sort of the hard shoulder bit.
Yeah, but you could have reached.
Across, I could have easily stolen their cat.
Wow.
Can I just say, if you're listening and you know you are, know that.
Yeah.
That I spared him.
But for my mercy.
But know that. I'm just saying that I spared him.
Mm.
And I also could have taken two silver frame photographs.
Right.
Of
yeah, yeah.
Two, I would think, grandchildren graduating.
Right, right.
But I didn't
yeah, yeah.
want that.
Uh-huh. Mm. Not good frames, were they?
No, it wasn't. It just wasn't the day I sort of felt like, you know what I'm missing at home? Mm. A cat and two photographs of strange teenagers graduating.
Not today.
I didn't need it. But can I just say, you're
yeah.
listening in that house, yeah?
Sure.
It was within my power,
uh-huh.
and they were within my grasp.
Mm.
Gav.
Yes.
What would I have to bait something with that you couldn't resist?
Okay, there are two things. I'll go small first, and then, okay, then I'll go large.
But think about that bait house.
Sure,
we're
yeah,
on that
yeah.
motorway. It was yeah. actually, it was an A road somewhere sort of between Norwich and Peterborough.
Everyone in that part of the country is looking at their cat yeah. and
no,
looking
just
out
saying,
on the road.
Somewhere between Norwich and Peterborough.
Yeah.
I think that's the A47, but
right,
anyway,
right,
go
yeah.
on.
If I saw one of those clear plastic boxes of Ferrero Rocher,
yeah.
I'm taking those.
Okay.
Because
wow.
I can't resist them.
You can take anything. You're going to get away with it.
But mainly, if I see the headstock of an original 59 Cherry Sunburst Gibson Les Paul.
That's yours.
That sucker's
okay.
mine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, for Vanessa, my partner, I can tell you now.
Yeah.
It would be noodles.
Noodles.
Yeah,
she
anywhere.
Likes noodles,
and I
yeah.
spoke to Sunja about this earlier when we went to the pub together. Mm. Soft drinks.
What are we talking?
And I had pork scratchings.
Sober,
salted nuts.
Sober, udon, any noodles?
We've had soft drinks. Oh, sorry, a type of noodle.
Any noodles. She just loves
know,
noodles,
but,
right?
But Sunja agreed. She
yeah,
can't resist noodles
yes.
either.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, if I left a trail or a scent of noodle, she would follow that to the end and have those noodles. And that's it. If I had a trap at the end,
yeah, sure.
I baited the trap. That's what I'd bait the trap with.
Mm.
If I was to catch you,
yeah.
I'd bait it with that Gibson.
Yeah, oh, easily. I mean, I'd be a sucker for it.
Okay, listen, have a little think. 83936, we're baiting a trap. What... If TJ was to trap you, yeah, let's imagine there's a TJ trap, what would I certainly get you with? What would I bait my you trap with?
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang. Radio X.
Turns out the one thing that if you baited a trap with jackets or coats, that's me in.
That's
you in.
Okay, today, yeah, I loaded up my boot.
Yeah.
With returns.
Oh, yeah. New
things
purchases,
Things I've bought on the internet after a couple of drinks. I'm taking them back now to shops where you can do that.
Right,
yeah?
Right.
I will end up just buying something every single
time.
Literally, like for like.
It's like a credit note waiting to be spent, isn't it?
I'm so annoyed. I really went out in that mood of like, good old clear out.
Yeah.
And
things right.
No, I went in there and each thing I've taken back is the wrong size. They're going, I think we've got one of those around the back, actually. And it's and that'll be at a sale price.
Oh, no. They've got you. Haven't they? Yeah.
Gav, what have you... Actually, no, before we do anything, Harry, what could we... We're looking at this because the natives of Atherton, a tech town near Seattle, the wealthiest town on Earth, when they go away for their spring break, they've agreed to let the police bait items in their house, actually chip them, because their houses are so bait.
Yeah, they're getting burgled.
Harry... Hey, have you got... You've got...
A few of my favourite things, John.
This is Horace Silver's version, isn't it? Or Cannonball Adderley? Who is it?
I don't know.
It sounds like Adderley.
Or John Coltrane?
Oh, Coltrane.
Coltrane. Coltrane.
Yeah.
I love this tune, man. Oh, man.
Do you want to know a few of my favourite things, John?
It wasn't meant to be that, Harry, but now you've...
Yum-yums and sausages and chocolate-covered pretzels.
Oh.
Glastonbury tickets, Mars milkshake and M&M's crispy. Pint of Camden Health and PlayStation 5. Prawn cocktail, Walker's crisps.
It scans beautifully, Harry.
Thanks. Oh.
Prawn cocktail, Walker's crisps. Wow, you really are. Rodgers and Hammerstein, I mean, if they weren't dead, they'd be feeling very threatened. They'd certainly almost rewrite The Sound of Music. Prawn cocktail and Walker's crisps. Because there is a lovely cadence, isn't there, with Walker's and prawn.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Harry.
You're so welcome.
So that's how, in future, I'll tell you something, though. You're so right about prawn cocktail.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what's really bad about it as well?
What?
It's the one thing. It doesn't matter, because I've made rules for myself in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you do this, Harry, but I've made this rule that I'm not just going to buy blindly. I go in there with a meal plan.
A plan.
And if it's not now, within the next 2 days, for defo, I don't buy it,
Otherwise it could get wasted,
Except a prawn cocktail.
Oh.
When you see those, when they've got the yellow sticker that says reduced,
man.
And you've literally got another hour on it.
Oh.
You know, it literally says, you know, because prawns, because when a prawn turns, prawns turn.
Yeah.
Which is a great, that'd be a great DVD.
Horror film.
Or a horror film. But when prawns turn, and literally, you can watch them. and they're suddenly past their use-by, sell-by date.
Oh, man.
But you know something? I'm willing to risk it because I know I'm never far away from, literally, you shake it up in there, butter up some bread, don't you? I tell you what else I've got. I've even got the special prawn glasses, which also you double up for ice cream. Although now I don't have ice cream in them because the thought of eating ice cream somewhere where there has been prawn, it just it puts me off. Bacon or an 99 ice cream with a flake, says Higgins, and loads of you saying simply, a succulent Chinese beef.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Happy Friday. We've been looking at the things that we could use to bait a U-trap. Whatever I'd use to get you snared, a Sanderson meat and potato pie, hot or cold, I'm not fussed, would be a Jonathan from Gravesend trap. That's it. We could put a net over that and we could snare him, Gav, and make him our servant.
Beautiful.
And
easy.
Easily. He'd never leave the house. That's it. We got him.
Definitely.
Do you know what would get me, Gav?
What?
The promise of a hero.
Ooh.
Any day of the week, but especially Thursdays. Because Thursdays, you always do one of those brilliant needless deaths. And I really like those. Friday's not so good.
No, it isn't, but this is.
No, I'm just saying wouldn't...
Friday's always good. What are you talking about? I agreed with you.
You couldn't trap me with your Friday hero.
I could with this one.
Okay.
Because
do you know what, Gav?
Yeah.
You the jury.
Let's see.
Well, not you the jury. You out there, the jury. Could Gav trap you with this?
So, as you know, Johnny, it's Cheltenham week, and so I thought I'd find a nice horse racing cheating story.
No, you can't use a major horse race meet as a trap, as a bait.
No. But this story can be.
It's too large. It's too expensive.
So this is a fantastic. Never mind horse doping. That stuff's all boring. This is a classic three horse switcheroo story.
Okay. I was going to say gambling. You can tempt lots of listeners with that. Just the promise of a gamble.
Yeah. So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called John Gillespie. This is a story from 1984 in Australia. So first, John Gillespie bought a horse called Fine Cotton, a brown 8-year-old, and a horse, quote, of limited abilities. Next, he bought a horse called Dashing Solitaire, a better horse with very similar colourings and markings, especially the fact it had white socks on its back legs, just above the hoof. Right. So far, so good. The idea being, enter Fine Cotton at genuine long odds, switch the horses, let Dashing Solitaire run, get a big win against the bookies. But. So Fine Cotton was entered to run in August 1984 at Eagle Farm Racecourse in Queensland. The race was a, quote, novice handicap. So only horses that hadn't won more than a certain number of races were allowed to enter.
Okay.
A problem near the race day arose when the quicker horse, Dashing Solitaire, was injured in what was called a kangaroo incident. It got spooked by a kangaroo and ran into a barbed wire fence and got injured.
That's classic.
So this is when their plans, John and
I thought you meant it as like a term.
Yeah. No, it's called a kangaroo.
No, it's literally a kangaroo incident.
No, I thought you have to explain it. It's when a horse bucks up and goes. It's when it's scared by a kangaroo.
So this is when John Gillespie and his trainer's plans got even more bold and ambitious. A third horse was purchased. A horse called Bold Personality was bought. But it was a bay, not a brown colouring. It was lighter.
That wouldn't stop them.
So they dyed the horse with Clairol hair dye.
That's fantastic.
With limited success because it went slightly orange, apparently. And then for the white socks part on the rear legs, they used spray paint because they'd forgotten until the last minute. They spray painted its ankles.
Yeah.
A huge betting surge just before the off for Fine Cotton took its odds from 33 to 1 to 7 to 2. So they were already suspicious before the race.
Yeah, I bet they were.
The horse won because it was way faster than all the other horses. By the time they got to the winner's circle, the punters were already shouting, "Ring in! Ring in!" Which I guess, you know, means what it sounds
like. It's a ring, yeah.
And, but the biggest clue was that the socks were running. The white paint was dripping down to the ground. And we have to salute John Gillespie and his trainer.
Did they get nicked?
Yeah, they did some time.
Did they?
John Gillespie.
They're not laughing now. They're doing 3 to 5.
Do
remember that in America's Most Stupid Criminals? That obnoxious guy goes,
Sheriff Jan Vanel.
Yeah, yeah. They're not laughing now. They're doing 3 to 5.
Let's salute John Gillespie.
I always sort of wished he'd ended up in jail, that guy.
Oh, they definitely, and, with his big teeth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And meeting some other guy goes, he won't be doing that for too long. He got 7 to 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's your cellmate.
Definitely.
We salute you, John Gillespie. Johnny
Vaughan. Funding from Horizon Europe's £80 billion fund is now available to UK innovators and businesses, including SMEs, from engineering to the creative industries. So if you have an idea that you want to make reality, search Horizon Europe Innovate UK and apply for the funding you need for your R&D project. For terms and conditions and to see how you or your business can qualify, visit iuk.ktn-uk.org.
4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Hey guys, this is Radio X. I'm Johnny Vaughan. Little Si is leaving us for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's going on, he doesn't know yet, but, but he's getting in the boot of my car on Friday.
Uh-huh.
To be dropped, what I, without any money, and I believe it's, I'm going to drop, the place Gav and I have chosen to drop him, mm-hmm. we believe will be 6 months away.
That's right, yeah. That's how long it's going to take, yeah.
We're going to put a good 6 months between the show.
I'm not even sure if it's an actual country.
I'm not either.
I mean, I'm not sure if it has, like, recognised borders.
Well, I've checked with the UN. No one knows who quite owns this island group. this archipelago. Okay.
Go on.
I'm joking. He's on paternity leave, just wants to spend a bit of time with his boys before they grow up.
Mm.
Good motive, incidentally. It wish is, I'd done that. Wish I'd had a chance to do that instead of them just bleeding me dry.
Mm.
I thought it'd be a good idea to relive some of his best moments on air.
Mm.
Okay, I'm lying there. He suggested it.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Now, I said, all right then, 5 seconds. You get a little. You can have a 5 second montage of your best bits.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, here is, I don't know what he's come up with.
Okay.
I don't know what he's going to call it. I just said, you know, Little Simon, this is all down to him.
Yeah.
I said he could have this link. Here we go.
The magic of Little Si.
How long have I been on the show? Well, I've been here from the start. I mean, you could call me one of the founding members of the 4 till 7 thing. I think the team sort of look up to me as a kind of father figure.
Now, what were you just saying to us?
Got a new family moving next door. Apparently they got a load of teenagers.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
Yeah.
Why is that an issue with you? And he goes, well, they're going to have their boyfriends.
Yeah, but why? What might happen if they've got boyfriends?
Bring their loud cars over and...
What? You expect them all around like, are you coming out, Trigo? It's a...
What traits have I brought to the role? Well... Obviously, my technical ability.
We've got one of the techies here who's come up. What is your name, sir?
It's Alex.
Alex. What exactly happened, Alex? Because people lost sound.
Yes.
You were in the studio.
I was.
You took care of business.
Kind of, yes.
So what happened?
Well, current theory is Simon was moving the screen and pressed the button that kills the ads.
And I think, although, you know, it doesn't get called upon a lot, an athletic ability.
What keeps happening? I know it's to do with being beaten at tennis, but what? Tell us.
I always get beaten by old fellas.
How old?
They're in their 60s.
You said 80s.
You said 80s. No. You said he was 82 and he put you to the sword.
I'm picturing an old boy standing dead still, sending little sign.
Yes.
Left.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then right. And then left.
It is. He says, oh, you can run, can't you?
Easy.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people come up to me, actually, and say, wow, how do you come up with that kind of thing? And I just say, well, that's just classic little sign. Do I take the character of little sign home with me? Well... I mean, sometimes I don't know where Little Si ends and Simon begins.
Little Si has discovered a brand new talent in bed.
Wow.
I know.
Even in total darkness, right, I can pick up a glass of water from a coaster.
Yeah.
Drink from it.
Yeah.
And then put it back.
On the coaster.
On the coaster.
And what, and hit it every time?
Hit it every time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I bring elements of my real life to the role.
The first salvo has been fired.
What?
In
what?
Portaloo Wars.
What, the Battle of Portaloo? Yes.
The Battle of Portaloo. The so-called Battle of Portaloo. Very good. Very strong, Woodman. So what happened in the Portaloo Battle?
Well, we've put a sign on it, haven't we?
Why?
Now. Well, because lots of people are starting to use it. We even had the postman use it.
That's handy.
I wonder if he times his route, knowing that that's when he needs to have a...
It's cheeky, isn't it?
Relaxation break.
Did he take a newspaper in there?
Is Johnny's physique off-putting in the studio? Well, I mean, he's not the only one with an enviable body.
I've got the smallest neck in Radio X.
Do you remember?
We measured it.
No, I know.
Do they make shirts that small?
I know. It's like a miniature Dachshund.
Well, I wouldn't say the star of the show. Those are your words, not mine.
The magic of Little Sign.
Absolutely. I hate to say it, but it's...
That is gold.
Do I take the character of Little Si home?
That was very good, Simon. Story about the coaster, I am reminded of a texter that had a theory about that, was that you were picking the coaster up with the glass.
Yes.
And that you weren't finding it every time you put it back down. It was just stuck to the glass.
Yes, I remember that. Well remembered, Woodman.
That was brilliant, though. What a great little anecdote that was.
Where does Little Si end and Simon begins? Because you asked the question, but we never, for me, received a satisfactory answer. Simon, you were doing that thing. When producers are interviewing people, when the assistant producers or item producers, what they do is you're always told, because they're not on, their voice isn't on.
Yeah, you only
get
the answer.
So what they do is they repeat the question. So anytime you see someone on a documentary going, why did that happen? I think it happened because why did we invade?
Yeah.
Why did we invade France? Well, it was time. Yeah. Or that's, they've been told, because you... Who was interviewing you?
I have people interviewing.
No, you didn't.
No, who did you have? Whose question, whose line of questions were you following? You were making it sound like there was someone interviewing you.
Okay, it was myself.
Okay, fair enough. At least he's honest.
Radio X.
Oh, my word, Little Size Best Bits are akin with Torval and Dean dining out on Bolero. All these years.
They've made that Bolero thing last, 40 years now?
Forever. You see, for me...
It's amazing. For me, I mean, that's an achievement in itself.
You've got to have the Olympics around it, so it doesn't matter. But you saw them here the other day.
I know, they were in the building. I mean, when you see them, you think, my God, there they are. And then you think, who? And then you go, oh my God, it's Torval and Dean,
But can I say, figure skating was big in Britain.
Yeah.
You know, when there was literally nothing... sexy on telly, and you realise but you start to realise that the Winter Olympics, now you don't see it because we've got so much sexy stuff going on, but really my dad parked up in front of the telly going, oh John, that Russian girl's terrific.
You're thinking, figure skating, John.
Oh John, no, the figure skating was wonderful.
Gliding, just gliding.
We watched it with your mother. Yes, I'm thinking, no, she read a book.
Yeah,
you were sitting there with your tongue literally down by you, in your lap.
Yeah, right.
Oh, John, that Latvian couple, my God.
Yeah.
Did you see the Turks yesterday? Oh, that Turkish girl.
They don't call it elegant. They don't call it couples skating.
No.
It's pairs.
Oh, it's pairs. Sorry, do I call it couple?
No, you didn't, but I just... Okay,
Who were that couple we saw yesterday? Yeah. No, but I think you're absolutely right.
They should call it couples.
They should have to be couples, and you should have to see them arguing.
Hey, Britain. We know you like an eye-opening series. So, have you heard? The internet is totally into it. As are all the other fans watching The Dry Season 2 on ITVX. So while Shiv tries to stay sober in this witty Irish drama... Don't get left out of the group chat. With ITVX, you can stream thousands of shows and films for free. It's where you can catch all those must-see moments that everyone's talking about. Start streaming The Dry Season 2 for free on ITVX.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. I'm your man, John Vaughan. Thank you so much for rolling with us, yeah? It's time to get tough on a range. Pretty tough things.
Go on then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's a new item on the show. It's called Get Tough. It's not an item at all. I just made that up.
Yeah.
Get this though, Gav. A detectorist. And I don't like detectorists.
Why?
Because they're just about money. They're not like mudlarks.
Sure. Not about the history or...
No, we want to do history.
Yeah.
But they're not. Detectorists, they just want to hammer things and go in late at night, just hammer them. Mm. And also, they're really good at it.
Yeah.
And they can tell by a slight change in tone, whether that's metal or what metal it is, or it's ferrous or a little bit of gold or a little bit of...
Yeah.
It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
You see them the way they're so fast across the ground.
Right.
And yet keep the plate really level. Listen to this.
Go on.
After Richard Brock turned up an hour late to an all-day group treasure hunting expedition in Shropshire, he feared his competitors had snared all the best items. 20 minutes later, his detectorist friends were swarming round him. Literally.
I bet they...
Swarming.
What did he found something good, did he?
Yeah. He turned up the largest gold nugget yet found in England.
You are kidding.
I'm not. 30 grand.
They hated
it. It's now called Hero's Nugget. It weighs 64.8 grams, much larger than the previous record, which came in at 54.
Right.
67-year-old father of two. And do you know what? He's 67, he's a father of two. But why do they put father of two? He's just a 67-year-old bloke.
Yeah. What's that got to do with it?
No, but it's like, it's because it's like saying there's beneficiaries.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, you'll have to ask his kids about him. He's got two children, so it's like saying, don't think all that money's going to him.
Can you imagine what the other detectorists were saying as they got back in their cars?
Yeah, right.
I bet they were really bad.
3.5 hours from his home in Somerset. Somerset to Shropshire in 3.5 hours. It's pretty fast.
Mm.
I mean, that's the real story here.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm just saying.
Well, when you've got a 30 grand nugget in the boot, you put your foot down, don't you?
Gav, it's not in the boot. He's not going to put it in the boot.
I reckon he had it in the... What, you think it's just thrown it in the glove box?
Let me show you the gold nugget. I'll stick it in the boot. He's not going to put it in the boot, is he?
I bet
he's probably, got it in the pocket of his anorak or snorkel-style parka jacket. But, Gav...
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
3.5 hours.
Not bad, is it?
Somerset to Shropshire. Gav, that's the headline.
It's not bad.
Man gets from Somerset to Shropshire in 3.5 hours.
Wow.
I've never heard anything like it.
It is a miracle.
Never mind, it's actually
a bigger miracle
than the goal.
Forget the goal. Yeah, you're right.
That's the headline.
Right. Yeah. That is.
What was even more surprising? Not as surprising, but still. Oh, he also found a nugget, the heaviest.
Yeah, right. They've buried the lead, haven't they?
But really, yeah, they have buried. Yeah, they have, Gav. Oh, I forgot you're a newsman's boy.
He unearthed the gold. They buried the lead. Yeah.
He says, "I actually arrived an hour late, thinking I'd miss the action." You never miss the action. Stuff's been there for thousands of years, honestly. That's the great thing about it. There's very little chance of missing the action.
Yeah.
Everyone there, unless you count a load of boring people.
Angry they didn't find it.
No, but the action for the detectorists. I think Jeff found a coin earlier, but he's being a bit cagey about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we heard a bit of a beep over there, but it turns out it was just some old cutlery. Steve found a pipe.
Yeah.
A metal drain pipe. But apart from that, it's been very... That's normally the action. I've been on these
things. Yeah, sure.
Believe me, there is no... You don't miss the action. The later you are, the better. And then also the earlier you can go home.
It's not a party, you're right.
It's people in a
muddy field.
That's it. There's definitely something there. Go and dig down. Yeah. If you've got a trowel,
no,
mine's back at the Isuzu. Everyone there had all this up-to-date kit. I bowled up three old machines, one of them packed in there and then. Despite his backup machine being pretty much kaput, he was able to locate a few items in the ground. First, I found a few rusty old tent pegs.
Yeah. Yeah.
After 20 minutes of scanning the ground, I found this nugget 5 or 6 inches down. I was perhaps a bit too honest and started showing people. All of a sudden, I had swarms of detectorists scanning the same area.
I bet they did.
Okay, can I just say, if you do find anything, you never, ever, ever raise the alarm until you have hammered.
Absolutely scoured the rest of the
nearby.
Area.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, definitely.
And also, you got lots of complications there. Because if you find a coin, one coin, fine.
Yeah.
You find another coin within a certain distance of it, that's now treasure trove. That's now not necessarily yours.
Different rules, yeah.
Unless it's got a hole drilled in it, in which case the coins might count as jewellery, which the Crown cannot then have. A lot of detectorists, they've been caught out because they then find another coin and think, oh, I'll just drill a hole in all of them.
Radio X.
Hey, guys, let's have a bit of dinner party chit-chat. Here we go.
Okay, go on.
We're in the dinner party season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ask me what starter I'm serving.
Okay, what are you doing for starters, Johnny?
Well, for starters, I've got to... For starters, Gav...
Yeah?
Americans have... And this is... I'm opening up with this, because it's funny.
Go on.
That Americans... in the film Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah.
So ask your guests, you've seen Crocodile Dundee, guys? And they go, years ago.
Yeah.
Well, do you remember when he goes in the hotel bathroom and says, Sam Nitwit's put two Dannys in here?
Oh, right, yes.
Because there's a B-day. Now, I'm not into lavatorial chit-chat.
Sure.
But B-days, they're fine for starters.
Sure.
And apparently, most Americans had never seen B-days either.
Right.
It's really un-American, it's very European.
Yeah.
But that's changed. According to B-day makers, thanks to the lavatory paper shortages of the pandemic, they're now really embracing them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a nice... So just as your guests arrive, you go, no, I was just reading. Apparently, Americans going mad for B-days. Then get the chit-chat about... I love them. I always... Do you like them?
Fantastic.
If you've got them at home?
Yeah.
Get a little feeling. We might do that. Talk about savings, whether you're going to go for B-days, a bit of a B-day chat.
Wow.
And Gav, do you like a B-day?
I love a B-day. There's nothing wrong with a B-day.
Yeah, nothing wrong at all. Yeah. I mean, and also handy for socks.
Sure.
Things on holiday.
Sure.
Also, rinsing kids' swimmers' stuff.
Oh,
swimmers and
man.
Things, as long as you rinse that B-day first.
Sure.
Make sure that B-day is pretty clean.
Yeah.
So a bit of B-day chat. Also, never quite sure which towel to use. Some hotels, they put the little B-day towel there and you sort of, you're thinking, well,
what's going on there?
So anyway, you talk about that as well. B-day etiquette.
Sure.
But declare B-day as you go in there, which a lot of people see as Brexit.
Imagine opening up a whole new market that size. The B-Day people must be really happy.
Exactly right.
What, America's suddenly going to all order B-Days.
Unbelievable, isn't it?
350 million.
Are you ready for your main course?
Yeah, go on.
And now this is what I'm serving for you, mate. You've had a bit of B-Day chat. Have you arrived? You go, what's this?
Yeah.
What's the main
course? What's the main course, John?
Well, Gav, a majority of parents believe that the government should ban smartphones for under 16s.
Right.
Yeah, and also save a lot of money.
Yeah, right.
I haven't got to buy phones anymore.
Yeah, they're quite expensive.
Right. What else do you hope the government would ban? You asked.
Right, yeah.
Right.
God.
Fashion.
Sure. Pop music.
Yes, subscriptions to anything.
Public dancing.
Yes, right. If you're a parent. Other things. Children using your Uber. No one under 16 in an Uber. From
That's
now
right.
on.
That's
definitely.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, once you start getting on things you ban for under 16s, I mean, I bet at 700 quid a smartphone or whatever it is, any parent's going to want it banned.
Of course.
And
100%,
also, I tell you what else I'd ban. In-app purchases and gaming.
Absolutely right. Also, brand new Rolls Royces.
Yes. Well, not so much for under 16s. PlayStations. I'd ban those.
Yeah.
Gaming. All gaming.
All gaming.
Rocks their minds.
And sneakers.
Yes. Sneak training shoes. Tracksuits.
Expensive
over
training shoes.
Anything with a logo on it.
Yeezys.
They're being ripped off. Football strips.
Yeah. Anything to do with Kanye West.
Yeah, anything to... Well, football strips, he doesn't really have them. But all the rip-off club shops.
Definitely.
100 quid a top.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely right. So discuss the things you then ban, and you can broaden that out. That's now a very humorous chat.
What have we got next, John? Is it a pudding or is it a savoury?
Well, Gav, do you want the sweet or the cheese?
Let's have the cheese.
Okay, I got the cheese for you.
Go on.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
A London-based helium exploration company.
Yeah.
They mine helium.
Okay.
Can you believe that?
They go around looking for
it. Yeah, yeah. It's understood to be looking to list its shares. I was just thinking about helium exploration. If you're one of the guys back there and you got your foreman... And he called...
What, so I'm up at the head office and you're out looking for helium, right?
Right, now I call you up. Are you ready for the phone call?
Go on.
You're thinking, oh, are you ready? Here's the phone call. You never guess what?
You found helium?
Yes, how'd you guess? Bit of cheese for you.
Any excuse for the helium effect.
Yeah,
this is awesome, isn't it?
Bit of cheese for you. But it would be quite funny when you got a load of, if you could put Gavs in that mode as well, you got a load of helium miners on site going...
What do you recommend going tonight? Well, hold on a minute, let's just check how much helium we're looking at here.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the...
Just nice to hear him talking about football.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Fang.
Radio X.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing?
I'm really good. Absolutely. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
What?
A link I can jump on the 4 till 7 Fang.
What?
B-day
what?
Chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, call me in. Call me in. I've got stuff.
Okay, how, where are you on the... On what was our starter?
Have you ever been to Japan?
Yes, no. I have. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So in Japan, I discovered the greatest bidet of all time. Yeah. Not only was it a bidet.
Yeah,
right?
Go on.
Yeah. Different levels of bidet.
What did it do?
Well, I mean, you can have an intense wash, yeah, if you like. Or a gentle wash.
Okay.
But also...
How intensely do you like...
I mean... Depends how I'm feeling.
No,
but
no, what's sort of... Is there a nozzle that where we can adjust intensity?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just need a good blast.
Okay, nice.
Right, nice. Is there a setting called party time?
Yeah.
And also, they have a seat warmer...
Right.
Just to kind of break you in gently.
Nice. Yeah. In a manner of speaking.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
When you've had your blast, yeah?
Yeah.
On comes the bum dryer.
Oh.
What, like a hairdryer?
Excellent.
You see, that's what you need rather than they sometimes have the alternate, what I call the bum cloth, where they've got that sort of, no, you know, that sort of the bidet cloth.
Sure, and
you sort of
think, yeah.
Because no towel for that bit.
No. Yeah?
It's just on a little railing by it.
Mm.
But then once you've done that, what's the next guy use?
Right.
Exactly.
You know, that's what you've got to think. So what does the next member of the family use? It relies on like a one visit a day,
yeah, it's no
per
good
person. But if you've got like three of you in the hotel room,
all
busily bidaying.
So that's why the hot air then.
Have a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Any other features on the Japanese bidet?
Not that I can remember, but just fantastic. What a way to live.
What a way to live. What a way to live.
Yeah. Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now and you'll get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Here you go. Radio
X. Sometimes running a business can feel like cycling uphill with square wheels. But Xero Online Accounting Software can help predict the future cash flow of your business, so you can stay one step ahead. Soon it'll feel more like freewheeling downhill.
Woohoo!
On a tandem.
All right, mate.
With a masseur on the back.
Oh, that's nice.
Search Xero with an X, because healthy business is beautiful business.
With UK Export Finance, I'm fulfilling more export orders from around the world with working capital support.
Export insurance means I'll get paid when exporting to challenging markets.
At UK Export Finance, we believe no viable UK export should fail for lack of finance or insurance. Between 2022 and 2023, we provided £6.5 billion of government-backed trade finance to support UK exports. Learn how we could help you win export contracts, fulfil orders, and get paid. Search UK Export Finance today.